granny tranny till makes fun of the elderly and the unsavories. I want to create a type 2 stool and fuck Tim Fast with my shit dildo. I'd masturbate with Orgel
just to get on Tim's show.
Just to get on Tim's show. Distorted view makes me want to say Jagu.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lulz.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great show for you today, as always. We kick things off with an email I received from DV listener. He might not want me to give out his name, so we'll just call him Puddles or something. So yeah, DV listener Puddles wrote in. Tim, loyal lifetime member here. I wish you a great new year, and to help in that effort, I am sending along a screenshot of one of the test questions I had to answer for my harassment training at work. I think you will approve, and I have the screenshot here. Let me bring this up so we can all see it together, and, you know, if you're watching, I'll read it to you, don't worry. But this is a real question that this poor son of a bitch had to answer. This just proves how stupid these online harassment training things are. Like, what I think what they're really looking for is just to know that you're not insane, meaning that you know what they're looking for. It's not because these are so easy. All right, Reggie uses a wheelchair. His colleagues call him Hot Wheels, which is hilarious. Who's really insensitive? The people that wrote this question. Because they had that in them. Yeah. They should call him Hot Wheels. And repeatedly ask him about his relations with his wife. Like, how does your dick work? Does your wife sit on you while you're in your chair? How does that work? All right. They often put his work assignments on a shelf he can't reach and joke about putting a handicapped parking sign in front of his office. Now, if I was in a wheelchair, I would think that's great. They put a handicapped parking sign in my cubicle. That's funny. Reggie has repeatedly told them to stop, but they persist. Which of the following statements is most accurate? A, the fact that Reggie finds the conduct offensive is irrelevant, which is kind of true. B, there is no harassment because Reggie's colleagues are only joking. That's what I would circle. C, this is harassment based on disability. Duh. I mean, that's obviously what they're looking for. Or D, Reggie has welcomed his colleagues' conduct by staying on the job. Yeah, if you don't like it, quit. So the answer is obviously C. And anyone that chooses anything else should just immediately be fired. Not because they're insensitive on their views of the disabled, but because, you know, you need to know your audience. What are you there for? You're there for fucking harassment training. So people are going to be very sensitive when it comes to that shit. All right, so there you go. Thank you very much, Puddles, for that. Moving on, I've got a few new people I want to introduce you to. I found these characters on XTube. They're both submissive whores. The first one is, I guess, like a slave or something. Take a listen to this guy.
This is a video for the man that I hope will be my new master, Nick Rage 08. I want to be your fat whore. Mm-hmm. I'm a stupid fat slut who deserves nothing better than to grovel at your feet. I want you to use me, please, master. Please, I'll do anything you want, absolutely anything.
He's fat.
Use me, master, please.
Rubbing his titties in his dick.
Any way you want to. I'd love you to fuck my belly button, master.
What? He's got a very deep innie. I hate when guys moan like that. Like a woman.
Please use me, master.
Yes, he is a very bad British boy and needs to be punished by his master. Now, I think I have an even better submissive boy here for you. I'm sorry. This is a panty girl, kind of. All right, take a listen here.
Hi, I'm John the Panty Girl.
Yeah.
I love showing off my plump, creamy...
I love how deep his voice is.
Yeah, I'm the panty girl.
White ass and all my wife's pretty little panties.
Oh my.
Undies. I also love guys to call me.
Oh really?
1-215-327-5409 as you check out my panty blog. www.thepantygirl.blogspot.com.
This is an advertisement.
That's www.thepantygirlblogspot.com. Talk dirty to me as you check out my panty blog. See me exposed as that naughty panty girl that I really am. Like I said, call and ask for John, the panty girl. You won't be disappointed. That's www.thepantygirl.blogspot.com.
What was that phone number again?
www.thepantygirl.blogspot.com. Talk dirty. Tell me how naughty, how pretty my ass looks in all those panties.
Oh, God.
My plump, creamy ass.
We'll have to try calling him in a little bit. All right, moving on. While we're talking about sex, I'm behind the curve on this one. A listener sent in a clip from some British television show that was talking about air sex. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It's like air guitar, but with, you know, sex positions and shit.
Air sex is having sex without a partner. It's the sex version of air guitar.
Yes, and they have like competitions, right? There's competitive events.
You act as if the man or woman is actually there. So from the meeting, getting to know each other, falling in love, up to climaxing.
So, yeah. You know, you grind up against the air, you pretend you're giving blowjobs to the air, and then you orgasm into the air. All while people watch you.
If you can combine all that, then you can do great air sex.
By the way, guess where this fucking shit originated from? That's right, Japan. Surprise, surprise.
And with the current love crisis, great air sex seems to be all that Japanese men are getting at the moment.
I've never had sex with a woman. There's a massive gap between those who can get sex and those who can't in Japan. So in the middle, we have air sex.
Air sex was born when Jeitaro Sugizaku and a group of his friends, frustrated with not having girlfriends, decided to act out sex with imaginary partners.
Why not just masturbate?
So for imagine having sex. From the beginning of this year, out. When we had no women around us, we would have a drink. We would get a bit lonely. So we started developing having sex with an invisible partner. It was a lot of fun. So we thought we'd try and make a contest out of it. And that's how it began.
The contestants are usually single and haven't had much practice at the real thing.
I spend all my time doing air sex. I haven't actually had much real sex.
Right, but I mean, they've watched pornos, right? I mean, that's all. If you need to act like you're having sex, just watching a porno would probably do it.
Yeah, I think you might be able to guess that from some of the techniques.
This is F1 Cunnilingus.
F1 Cunnilingus.
Okay, so this is fumbling your pet.
He's just kissing the air, basically, licking the air. Stupid. Maybe it's time to just call it quits. And when I say call it quits, I mean everyone. We, as a society, are we that bored that we have to set up air sex competitions? It's very sad. Moving on, one of the most well-known Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees, probably even more famous than Linda Finkel herself, is someone named Jan Terry. I don't know if you remember. We featured Jan Terry on the program. She's an awful singer from like the, I don't know, what was it, the 80s? 80s or 90s or something. Let's take a listen to one of Jan Terry's classic hits. You'll probably remember once you hear her singing. Like, this shit was done way before YouTube. If you're a fan of awful videos, you've probably seen some of Jan Terry's work, whether it be here on DV or surfing around the Because she's received so... Oh, Jesus, that is a beautiful face. Beautiful plump face. Because she's received so much attention, thanks to the internet and the YouTubes and shit, Jan Terry is back with new music. She's got a new album coming out. The album is going to be called Wild Ones. Here is the first single, and it's all about Christmas. And it's animated. Very nice.
Where's Mike Patino at?
She still has a speech impediment, which is nice.
Christmas we love, New York City. Lights on the Statue of Liberty. We can chop on Fifth Avenue, buy gifts. That's all.
Like, she kind of looks like the mother from, she looks like the chick from the Goonies. The mother, the Fratelli's mother. Or, don't, you know, throw mama from a train.
Owen! Owen!
She's lost the huge 80s hair.
With goblins we just got
goblins.
Done. And now there's lots of mistletoe around. After Santa travels throughout a space, we're heading with us. And Christmas will be near. Santa, I won't be naughty no more.
Oh my gosh.
Not like last year's or the year before. I'll hang my stockings and hope for some gifts. I have
I think you get the idea. Jan Terry's back in a big, big, wrinkly way.
I love the cold. I love
She's aged quite a bit since her last hit. All right. Thank you, Jan Terry. That's quite enough. Make it stop. Finally, before we get into the news, I wanted to play Alexis K. Tyler because we haven't heard from this bitch in a long time. She's really focusing on her hair care line, and that's, I got to tell you, I wish I was her manager because this is a huge misstep. She's taken down all of her videos where she talks about dick and nuts and vagina power and piloting the pussy and everything we love about Alexis K. Tyler, everything that's made her famous, and she's too serious now. So she really needs to get back to her roots, especially if she wants to sell hair care products or something. I hope this hair care line includes cum or pussy juice or something, right? But here, Alexis K. Tyler, this is a classic clip. I don't think I've ever played it, though, for you, so it's new to you. I don't know what she's talking about, quite frankly.
And get no damn black child. No damn...
Oops, sorry.
Toys and shit. If the mama... Don't put that shit on layaway or steal it. You know, find somebody else to buy it. Her child getting fucked. And see, we tell our children not to tell no damn lies and be upright and have honor and integrity. But we in a fake-ass, bullshit, lying-ass society and a system where we teach our fucking children to lie because we give them these fucking fairy tales. Mm-hmm. And the people that control Wall Street... are loving this nigga ass shit because
there's
they got you believing that this is the protocol that you need to follow. This is tradition and this is what you're supposed to do, and we as black people push down through the generation these lies, this fucking bullshit, and then wonder why we don't own a goddamn thing. Why we got to go in there because you don't like the way you fucking look. So you don't care where you get it. Just like some people comment on a YouTube video, I don't care if I buy it from Korea. I need the hair. I don't care if I get my nails done by Korea. I need my nails done. I don't see no black-owned beauty supply store. I don't see no black-owned nail supply store. So I'm going to get what I can get where I can get it. And that's why we in the position where we in. We don't own and control no banks. We don't own and control any companies that are in our neighborhoods. And there are very few companies that are owned by blacks, and usually some restaurant or some damn fried chicken and biscuit place. Okay. You know, it's not a lot of black beauty supply places because the Koreans have dominated that market. Racist. And they make sure that once they know a black person, you have to think about this. You can go into a Korean store for 5 or 10 years, and you can be faithful to them people and grin in their damn face, and most of them, when you come in there, they start speaking that damn Chinese, damn ching chong shit, so you cannot understand what the fuck they saying, and they must be digging into our fucking ass, because I'm like, why you can't say the shit clear when I'm coming in here, when you get, I just get my nails done by them, you know, I would know if they get this, yeah, and you just wondering like, okay, this bitch is working on my foot. You know, this shit didn't start till she put my foot up in her damn lap. What is up with that shit? And then we turn around and we go back in there.
Doesn't this just make you long for the glory days of Alexis K. Tyler? And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. A lot to talk about here. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, video casts, that type of stuff. As a matter of fact, I think pretty much every day this week I've posted an exclusive video. Today will be no different. So if you're sideshow freaks, you know, you'll get that. Tomorrow's program will be exclusive as well. So you got to sign up if you want to hear it, superfreaksideshow.com. Don't forget to also check out our YouTube videos. I've been posting stuff pretty much every day on YouTube as well. My username is Distorted View Show, all one word. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, all that bullshit. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I've got a Chaz Bono update. This is pretty exciting. We haven't heard much from Chaz lately, and he's in the middle of a transformation of sorts. He's, you know, adding some dick and nuts, pretty much. Dancing with the Stars favorite Chaz Bono is saving his pennies to purchase a penis. What, his mom can't lend him the cash for this? The only child of Sonny and Cher, who has already had gender reassignment surgery, plans on adding the equipment as soon as his budget allows it. How much does a new penis cost? Bono is pretty sure that within a short while, he will finally be able to afford to get himself a penis. You mean to fucking tell me all that money he made with Dancing with the Stars, he still can't afford a penis? A proper penis? Says a new Rolling Stones profile. Bono, born Chastity, is already receiving testosterone injections and had his breasts surgically removed after his 40th birthday. What a birthday gift for you, to yourself, right? After winning public support on The Dancing Show, the 42-year-old has been busily saving money for the organ. There's different ways to do the surgery, from real basic to more and more options. It's like tricking out a car or something, right? As a matter of fact, he says that. It's like a car. The doctors I want to use... The doctor I want to use is in Belgrade. And it's going to be a little cheaper there. Probably $25,000, maybe $45,000. I don't really know. Bono, I want to know what the extra options Chaz is going for here. Bono insists he's not leaning on his famous mom to help him pick up the doctor bills. She has helped out financially in the past when there's been a problem or issue, but no, I don't like to take money from my mom more than anybody else does. All right, she can afford to buy you a new penis. Christ. You know, she's very supportive of this, Chaz. She was in the audience at Dancing with the Stars and stuff. Come on. Buy your fucking child a penis. Be a good mom. All right, being self-supporting is important to me, Chaz says. Despite Cher's public support of Chaz's gender switch, the flamboyant entertainer remains a bit skittish about the last step. For her, it's a process, he says. He also said his ex-fiancée, Jennifer... Oh, no, what happened? Jennifer Ilya wished I wouldn't get the bottom done, but she understood my need to. So there you go. That's what's happening with Chaz. A 7-foot tall butch basketball star is undergoing a sex change and will become the world's largest transsexual. All right. Lofty American Greg Walker, now 25, grew up sports mad with beautiful cheerleaders on his arm, but he said he always felt different. Strapping teenager Greg, who has size 16 feet, whoo, and wait, he wants to become a woman. And Chaz wants to become a man. Why can't this guy just give Chaz his penis? Boom. There. He doesn't want it anymore, right? I'm going to hook these two up. There really should be a website where you can just swap body parts like that. You know, trannies can, you know, trade. Trannytrade.com. Look that up for me, freaks. Register it for me. Thank you. All right. Strapping teenager Greg, who has size 16 feet and weighs around 20 stone. What's 20 ST mean? 20 st. Yes. Regularly lifted weights and would ride motorbikes to mask his true feelings. He had dozens of girls chasing him, but shunned their advances, preferring to become friends instead and discuss fashion and girly things. In his early 20s, Greg, now Lindsay, was unable to continue the charade. Or charade, and began wearing women's clothes. He then sought medical advice and began taking estrogen to become more feminine, and now boasts a curvy woman's body and a 36B bra size. Very nice. That's a respectable tit right there. All right. Now legally recognized as female after living as a woman for 2 years, Lindsay said, I was one of the popular kids in high school. I was smart and always had girlfriends and loads of girls chasing me, but it somehow didn't feel right, almost like it was a charade. I started to feel really isolated, blah, 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 blah. I want to hear more about, you know, cutting off your cock. Although I hid my feelings well, I lived my life always knowing there was something different. By 21, I had hit my rock bottom and I started having emotional problems. All right. So then one day he decided, he grew up in Ohio, as a matter of fact. Then one day he decided he wanted to become a woman. He became increasingly isolated and changed his name from Greg to Lindsay. Lindsay then poured her heart out in a letter to her supportive parents, explaining she had always felt and wanted to be a woman. The acceptance gave Lindsay the confidence to start wearing women's clothing and undergo a course of female hormones. So
So there you go. Lindsay is legally classified as a woman and is now saving up for a full gender reassignment surgery. Who does that sound like? It's like the mirror image of Chaz, basically, right? All right, so there we go. Oh, she hopes to have the funds by the end of the year or early 2013. So there you go. And finally today, the number of victims of a fake Miami doctor. Uh-oh, this story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yes, indeed. You remember this story. I remember talking about it, and I don't remember anything. O'Neill Ron Morris, 31, who is transgendered. What the fuck? Every single story today had to do with the trannies. You're now entering the tranny zone. All right. O'Neill Ron Morris, 31, who is transgendered and known as the Duchess. Funny to me for some reason. Preyed largely on other transgendered women who hope to enhance their curves and gain more feminine features, authorities said. But after Morris allegedly injected them with harmful chemicals, including fix-a-flat tire sealants, many ended up in the emergency room. It was previously thought that Morris treated a handful of patients from South Florida, but as many as 30 people have now come forward from as far away as Indiana. The Duchess allegedly told her patient, like, I'm sorry, if a doctor wanted me to refer to her as the Duchess, I would probably have some questions, right? I would take pause, at least, right? The Duchess allegedly told her patients that she had performed hundreds of successful plastic surgeries using medical silicone or fix-a-flat. If you saw the doctor carrying a can of fix-a-flat into the operating room, again, the red flag. All right. Yes, Morris and an alleged accomplice, Corey Alexander Eubank, now face felony charges of practicing medicine without a license. Both pleaded not guilty and were released after posting bond on December 12th. Police suspect the duo may be part of a network of scam doctors. Ooh, how sinister. Yes, a part of a network of scam doctors who've been offering black market surgical enhancements at home pumping parties for years. That's like a gay thing, doesn't it? A home pumping party. Morris's case first came to national attention when an unidentified patient was rushed to the hospital after a mixture of tire sealant, cement, glue, and mineral oil was injected into her buttocks. So there you go. You remember that story, right, Freaks? That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freaks, speak to me, please.
Jagu.
Hey,
Dre from Pittsburgh.
Jagu.
I was driving through the most depressing state in the U.S., mm-hmm. Ohio. Got to thinking about you. And, as I was driving down 80, all of a sudden I had a near-dead with a cane try to run his cripply self across the highway. I think you have gotten a hold of them, and they've got your message. They're trying to kill themselves.
Yeah, well, they're fleeing.
Great work. Great show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Here's
Jocko.
There's a little something for you. Jocko.
Jocko.
Enough. Next up, please. No. Oh. Oh, it's a shit. Okay. That's acceptable. I'm worried now. Whenever there's a long pause before the voicemail starts, I'm afraid it's the hover round people trying to call again. This guy is just trying to take a bowel movement recorded for me. Oh, no. No. Okay. It's another shit. Guy is having problems. All right, next up.
Tim, PBA is Kelly. Miracle.
It's a miracle. Am I saying it wrong? How do I normally say it? It's a miracle. Miracle. It's a miracle.
Tim, this is Sunshine. Remember, you. Your depression for the voicemail.
Worked fine. I don't know if you're trying to fuck it up or what.
Hey, Boo, Barry out here in Boston. Hey, right. Man, love the fucking show, man.
You're Spiral Ham
Fucker. Freak sideshow, fucking side split and shit. You really take it to the fucking limit, buddy. The reason I'm calling it the Spiral Ham Fucker, you got to shut it down, man. This is not why I listen to the show, asshole. Here's an idea. Unzip your pants, take your own dick out, choke on it, and fucking die.
You're the
Happy New Year, boo.
You're
fucker.
The Spiral Ham Fucker.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
And my origins are unknown.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
Fuck, I'm in L.A. getting stoned.
All right, next up.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Finny Whale from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hello.
I was sitting here in bed with my wife watching Discovery Sounds Health cool. Channel or some shit like that. And,
yeah.
They had some show on there. I didn't know I was pregnant. They've got, like, babies and nasty fetuses. And
is that the name of the show? Babies and Nasty Fetuses? I'd watch that.
Being pooped out and all kinds of shit like that. But, yeah. You know, maybe you might want to play some audio on the show from that.
I'll look into that.
Either that or I'm just stoned as fuck and think it's hilarious.
Distinct possibility.
Anywho. Later, Timmy Boo.
All right, thank you very much. What a weird batch of voicemail calls. I feel like I've only played a few of them, but I'm already tired of you guys. A couple of them were shits, that's why.
Jigoo, Tim. It's Jigoo. Remember Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
I have a funny story from this morning.
Okay.
For Christmas, I got an alarm clock that plays my iPod. And
nice.
I thought it'd be funny to wake up to cum farts and amazingness from distorted view. But I got woken up this morning from... Can you find your good? So that's stuck in my head all day.
Yeah,
the retard
right.
Singing.
Wake up with the retard in the morning.
California girls, and it's making my day amazing.
Wouldn't that be great if a retard hosted a morning show?
Since today apparently is.
Wake up with the retard in the morning at Z93.5.
Retard day at the theater, and there's a lot of slow, downsy people coming in with their water heads. It's amazing. All right, bye, Tim.
All right, well, good luck with that. Thanks for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
My plump, creamy ass.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. Comment on our YouTube videos. Check us out on YouTube at Distorted View Show. And we'll see you back tomorrow if you're sideshow freaks. Otherwise, I'll be back to end the week with the Friday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!